I am lit right now. I am so upset. I am so angry. How many times do you find yourself saying that? Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness, how a love for Christ and His Word and His Church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Scherer, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble, bold ways. Well, I think you know what our topic for today is because you clicked onto this episode and you see the title. It's How to Be Humble and Bold When Feeling Angry. All right, our topic for today, what does it look like to be humble and bold when you feel angry? How many times do you say, I'm just lit up right now, you know, I'm just upset, you know, talk me down, talk me off the ledge, I'm so worked up. Or maybe we don't express it that way, we just do it. We just, you know, just fly off the handle and we explode on people. We're like a live grenade, or some people have such a short fuse. What do we do? What do we do when we're feeling angry? And you notice I put it that way. You're feeling angry. You haven't made the big choice to, you know, dive headfirst into the shallow end of the fool pool and just explode your anger on everyone. No. So what do you do? I'm just going to give you three things really quick. Three things. So if you're feeling angry today, maybe this will help you. Maybe you jot these down and, you know, put them on a post-it and stick them to your mirror or something. Here we go. Ready? Number one, talk to yourself. It's like, what? Yeah, talk to yourself. Calm yourself down. Correct yourself. Tell yourself the word, you know? Be angry and do not sin. Or Psalm 4, where it says, be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. The idea of pondering, meditating, thinking through in your own hearts, right? In private, on your beds, and be silent. Don't say anything. Just say something to yourself. Don't say anything to anyone else yet. Okay. And the second one is just simmer down. And what do I mean by that? Well, you know, when you have a pot of boiling water on the stove and it starts to boil over, what do? You take it off the burner. It's called simmering down. My mom used to say that to us when we were kids, when we would get a little rambunctious, me and my two sisters, and we would be fighting or whatever. She'd say, simmer down, like quit boiling. Okay. You either turn off the heat or you take the pan off the eye and take it off the source of the heat. Talk to yourself, calm yourself down, but also simmer down. The idea is that needs to work. The talking to yourself needs to work. Can't just be, oh, I talked to myself and it didn't work, okay? No, you got to calm down. You've got to simmer down. You've got to let all the feelings get into the right places, into the nooks and cranny of your heart in the right place. And the things that should be, you know, out of there needs to be gone. Because then you can do the third thing. Okay, you talk to yourself, you simmer down, and then you focus on the higher road, the highest road. You focus on Jesus. You focus on the glory of Christ. You focus on the glory of Christ in the gospel. You think about what Jesus did for you at the cross, dying for you in your place as your substitute, the sovereign Savior, dying for your sin, and you surrender to Him once again. Focusing on the high road. Like, I have a good friend who likes to say, let's take the high road on this one. Right? Well, you take the low road and you will explode in anger at people when you feel angry. You will think that you have the right to do that. You will tell yourself, it is my right, my duty to speak, and I can say what I want. And then you don't simmer down. You literally get more volatile. And then you're going down the low road. Okay? Instead, talk to yourself, tell yourself to calm down, correct yourself, but then actually do it. Let the word of God have its effect on your heart. Let it calm you down. Let the Lord calm you down. And focus on the higher road, the glory of Christ. What good could I do in this moment? I'm feeling angry. Where should I go with it? As I offer it up to the Lord, is there something I should say, or should I keep totally silent? And if I should say something, how could I temper that in a way that doesn't show a bad temper? All right, that's it. Thanks for joining me today for Humble Bold. I hope this has helped you be a more humble, bold follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.